Psalm 37, in the very beginning, not to fret because of people that work evil, people that are wicked, liars, cheaters, and so forth, all those folks. We are not to fret because of them, and we are not to envy them. Don't ever get to the place where you are jealous of what someone else have. Amen. Because all of our earthly possessions are temporary. Amen. One day it's going to burn. Our earthly possessions are temporary. But those of us that walk with God and trust God, hallelujah. And God is blessing our lives. We're being blessed spiritually. In other words, we're going after eternal rewards. Yes, we believe God to meet our needs, and we are supposed to. The scripture tells us that we are to trust God and trust his word for every area of our lives. Are you understanding me? Every area of our lives. But we must know those things and recognize those things that's more important than the others. Hallelujah. This blazer I have on, I only need it while I'm here in the earth. I thank God for it, but I only need it temporarily. Because this is perishable. I'm looking for the eternal. Thank God for the temporary use of the perishable. Amen. So we're told not to be jealous of those and fret, but we're to trust God. We're to delight ourselves in him. Amen. We're to commit our ways to him. And then we are to rest. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go down to the 23rd verse. And actually, we've been here a few weeks before, but I want to touch some things again. So, look at verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Let me read that again. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. What it's saying here is, the steps of a good man are directed by the Lord and established by the Lord. Are you still here? Our steps should be directed by God and established by God. Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs, excuse me, Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. And I want you to look at verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Now look at verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Did you get that? In all your ways, acknowledge him. Finish the verse. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We have a promise from God that he will direct our path. He will establish us if we will acknowledge him in all of our ways. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now go back to Psalm 37. Look at verse 23 again. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, directed by the Lord, established by the Lord. And finish that verse. This is Psalm 37, verse 23. And he delights in his way. Brothers and sisters, this is what I want to get across to you this evening. Our number one priority as Christians should be, are you listening to me? Should be to please God. Notice it says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, established by the Lord, directed by the Lord. And when that happened, God delights in his way. In other words, that person is pleasing God. We're living in a world now where much too often, grab a hold of this, much too often people will take the word of God and try to twist it and turn it to make it say what they want it to say. Well, that's not going to work. Because if you do that, you're deceiving your own self. Let the word of God speak for itself. And our responsibility to God is to do what he says. When we do what he says, that pleases him. My whole life, I was placed on this earth, and so were you. We were placed here to please God. That's my reason for being here, to please God, to bring glory to his name, to allow him to use me for his glory. But too many times we get sidetracked and we're interested in pleasing ourselves. Well, I know the Bible says this and that, but what about my needs? What about what I want? No, it's all about what he wants. And here's the beautiful thing about it that we miss too many times. When we do what God wants, that brings peace to us, happiness. And even when times are tough, there is an inner joy on the inside of us that lets us know I am not defeated. I'm coming out the winner on the other side of this thing. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength, which means my strength is going to take me through anything. Amen. Hallelujah. So my goal should be to please God. Amen. Our goal should be to please God. I want to share something with you. There's this person, this biblical character, the Bible talks about him, and I want to talk about him a little bit tonight too. So first, I want you to go to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. And there is a fellow that's mentioned here in the 11th chapter of Hebrews by the name of Enoch. Now, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, the 5th verse, it says, by faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Enoch never died. And was not found because God had taken him. Now listen to this. For before he was taken, he had this what? He had what? He had this testimony. Finish it. That he did what? He had this testimony that he pleased God. Hallelujah. Think about that for a moment. Enoch was taken out of here with a testimony that he pleased God. He never died. He never died. Now I want you to turn in your Bible to the book of, book of Genesis, I believe it is. Fifth chapter. Let's read a little more about Enoch. Drop down to the 21st verse. Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch, listen to this, walked with God. You see that? He walked with God. He pleased God. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. If our goal, if our heart is to please God, something good is going to happen for us, and something good is going to happen for somebody else, because God will use us to affect someone else's life. When your heart, listen to me, when our hearts are to please God, then we put ourselves in a position where God says, I can trust them. You know, there's some folks crying out, Lord, I want a greater anointing in my life. Lord, I want you to do miracles. I want you to do this. I want you to do all this. Do this for me, Lord. Well, that's good. But here's the thing, God knows our heart. When God gives us something, are we going to use it for his glory, or are we going to use it to benefit ourselves? God was pleased with Enoch. So let me read it again. Enoch lived, this verse 21, 65 years, and begot Methuselah. After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Listen to this, verse 24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now let me point something else out to you right now. Enoch was raptured. Yeah, he was. He was raptured. God just took him out of here. He never died. Because he walked with God. Because he pleased God. Now that's a lesson for you and I today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How many of you know Jesus Christ is coming back for his church? Amen. Now, turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. And I want you to drop down to verse 50. 1 Corinthians 15th chapter, verse 50. It says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption." Okay? Verse 51. "Behold, I tell you a mystery." Now, the Apostle Paul calls it a mystery because it is a mystery. The Old Testament saints, they didn't understand this mystery. It has to do with the church. Okay? So he's saying, look, I'm going to show you a mystery. "We shall not all sleep." Now, when he say not all sleep, he's not talking about going to bed and taking a nap. We all do that. Amen. If you've been alive more than 2 minutes, you probably slept. Well, I know you slept at some point in time because our bodies require sleep. So he's not talking about physical sleep. He says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed." Verse 52. "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be" what? "Changed." Hallelujah. "For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when the corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory." Then he goes on to say, "O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." But now, I'm going to stop right there just for a moment. Now, notice what he's saying here, and it talks about this also in 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter also, how we'll be caught up together with the Lord. Amen. We're going to be caught up. Enoch was taken out of here. He was raptured out of here. For all of those of us who are here when Jesus Christ returned in the clouds will be caught up, if you're born again, that is, will be caught up with him. The dead in Christ, notice how it's written, the dead in Christ, everybody say in Christ, the dead in Christ shall rise first. The dead outside of Christ is going to remain in the ground. And their souls and their spirits will remain in hell. Because they will be hell until the white throne judgment, when they stand before God. But the dead in Christ shall rise. And then those of us, if we're still on earth at that time, if we hadn't died and gone to be with the Lord that way, he said, those that are alive on the earth will be caught up together with them in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Now let me read on. It says, verse 56, the sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, let me stop right there just a moment. Remember what it said about Enoch. It said Enoch pleased God, right? It says in Genesis 5 that Enoch walked with God. What do you think we should be doing? Walking with God. We should be pleasing God. So we look at verse 58 here. Look. It says, therefore, my brethren, what are we to do? Be steadfast, immovable, doing what? Say that again. Say it again. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. In other words, we should be pleasing God with our lives. Our focus should be on what God wants, not on what we want. Thank God for all of his blessings. Oh, hallelujah. But our focus should be on what God wants. We should be abounding in the work of the Lord. And he told us this after he told us about the catching away of the saints. What we should be doing in the meantime. Glory to God. We shouldn't hide ourselves away and say, oh, Lord, things are so bad. Please come, Lord Jesus, please come. No, the Bible tells us we need to be abounding in the work of the Lord. What did Jesus say? Occupy till I come. Didn't he? And then he goes on to say, in 58 verse here, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. So we need to have the same attitude that Enoch had. His goal was to please God. Please God. And that should be our goal as well, to please God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let me see how much further I might. I think we're going to stop right there for tonight, because I want you to let that digest. Pleasing him. When our goal is to please God, he will trust us with more. He will give us more responsibility because he knows he can trust us, and we won't take it and go crazy, go wild. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Did this bless you? Father, we thank you so much for your word. May we have the same heart that Enoch had.